two cases are likely to send the battle over gay marriage to the nation's highest court. A federal court in Boston ruled last week that same-sex married couples deserve federal recognition. And then there's the case of Prop 8 in California, the referendum that banned same-sex marriage there. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
One thing both sides agree on, the stakes have never been higher. Last week's ruling that the federal government has to give marriage perks to gay couples married in Massachusetts was a major blow to the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, and it sent opponents out on the road this week to sound the alarm.
So it's up to you, and if we don't have 2 million activists, we are not going to be able to put the pressure on the courts and say no.
Brian Brown with the National Organization for Marriage is touring some 20 states imploring voters not to be cowed, as he says, by activist judges.
These judges who think that their view of marriage is more enlightened than yours, and they don't care.
But advocates say courts are just doing their job, making sure laws don't violate the Constitution. They see last week's decision as a major breakthrough.
Times are changing. And once one court is willing to strike a blow in this area, it sort of becomes like dominoes.
Richard Sakharidis, a former Clinton advisor on gay issues, says even though the Massachusetts decision is relatively narrow, it paves the way for more, including the much more aggressive case in California that argues that state's Proposition 8 ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional.
I mean, I think you're going to see as these cases mature what is going to start out as a trickle, but then which pretty soon will seem as an avalanche.
But even advocates concede if these cases end up as expected at the U.S. Supreme Court, gay marriage may well hit a wall.
It's a big risk, a big gamble. I don't see that kind of decision coming out of this court in the next few years.
Georgetown University law professor Nan Hunter worries the California suit especially may be pushing too far too fast. From the start, even many advocates of gay marriage argued that such an ambitious challenge was premature.
I would feel a lot more confident if their strategic decisions about timing had been made in concert with an alliance of groups rather than this, you know, cowboy effort to take it up.
You know, in some ways, the question is, you know, do you want to hit a single or do you want to hit a home run?
That's Northwestern University law professor Andrew Koppelman. He says the Massachusetts case may well succeed at chipping away at DOMA, but he agrees the lawyers who are swinging for the fences in California are more likely to strike out at the U.S. Supreme Court. Gay marriage is legal now only in 5 states, and Koppelman says justices are loath to stretch so far ahead of public opinion. For example, he says even years after the 1954 Supreme Court decision clearing the way for blacks and whites to go to school together, the court was still ducking the question of whether blacks and whites could marry.
It avoided hearing cases. One member of the court is reported to have said, one bombshell at a time is enough.
It may be what President Obama is thinking as well. With pressure mounting to reverse policy on gays in the military, officials won't even comment on last week's ruling on gay marriage. The president has been walking a fine line, saying he opposes DOMA but has to legally defend it. From his perspective, a final decision from the U.S. Supreme Court could only be a relief. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
You're listening to All Things Considered.